It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of River City 93. I'm Kate, and I'm here with Kimmy Cummings, head coach of W League RVA. And I'm super excited to have this opportunity to talk to her and learn a little bit more about her experience and what she's excited for about our upcoming season. Welcome to the podcast, Kimmy.
Super excited to be here.
Great. So I've got some questions for you. We'll start off with sort of looking back, you had, you know, experience with the Destiny, which was the original women's club associated with the Kickers program back in the mid-aughts. Obviously, it's been a while. The sort of the community around soccer has turned over in Richmond since that time. So I think there were folks who either weren't involved in the Kickers organization or didn't know that the Kickers had a women's program, you know, a few years ago. So I'd love to hear more about your experience, how you were recruited, how the team did, and your favorite memories being a part of that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It feels like forever ago, and at the same time, feels like it was just yesterday. I was actually playing in college at East Carolina at the time, and knew Jen Woody at the time was coaching, knew her, knew a bunch of people just growing up in the Richmond community that were playing and really wanting to stay sharp and maintain a high level, get to play with different players, different atmosphere than the college game. And so that was sort of what attracted me to it originally. Knew Rob Ucrop obviously back then as well. And so having grown up in the Richmond community, connected already. And so getting to play during the summers for me was just kind of the ability to stay sharp, stay kind of just connected to the game. I think there's no way to replicate the game versus just playing it. And so having that experience, getting to play with older players, getting to play with players with more experience, players that went on to play pro, for me was just a unique opportunity. And I'm excited to have a pre-professional team back in Richmond for multiple reasons, which I think we'll get to throughout this.
Yes, definitely. So you stayed involved with the youth system in Richmond and with Richmond soccer generally. And that involvement was a major factor in your hiring as the head coach. You mentioned in the interview you did with W League RVA that you were already hearing from youth players about how excited and interested they are in the fact that we're bringing this program to Richmond. So I'm interested to hear more about how W League RVA will be engaging with the youth system here in Richmond, either during the season and sort of year round?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'll take us on a slight detour to get there. And with Richmond United, one of the things that we've introduced this past year is some of the professional players from the Kickers pro team into our environment as assistant coaches. And I know when we first introduced Dakota Barnathan as my assistant coach, the girls were super excited to have someone that they knew, like personally knew, and watched them play in City Stadium. And so flash forward to where we are now, W League gets announced and immediately I'm getting text messages of like, oh my gosh, we're going to get to watch you coach. Like, how cool is that to watch you coach in the stadium? And then the wheels started to turn for them a little bit. And they were like, wait a minute, could that be me one day? And so I think giving young females something to strive for, whether they play for Richmond United, they play for Richmond Kickers, they play for Richmond Strikers. For me, it's whoever plays in the youth game. We've got so many clubs in the area. Giving young females something to strive for, something to go watch where they can picture themselves doing that one day is something that isn't to be taken lightly. With regards to Richmond United as a whole, obviously, we've got very talented players within the club, players that have high aspirations to go play professionally one day, to go play in college at Division I, Division III, it doesn't matter, and continue to play their playing career. And so being connected within that environment is going to be super important. Giving the girls something to strive for, something that they're then excited to go watch be replicated. And I'm really excited for the day where they're sitting in the stands and they either see one of their teammates and or they themselves find themselves sitting in the locker room. I'm super excited for that. I'm super excited just for a lot of the alumni that have previously played for Richmond United to come back and be involved. And they obviously are still connected to the program. So for me, that's probably the most exciting thing for these girls to then see. They initially went through this like, holy cow, we're going to get to watch you coach in City Stadium, to like, wait a minute, we might see ourselves play there one day.
That's really great to hear. I know it's a small thing, but one of the things I notice from at the Kickers matches is that even a lot of the ball kids are boys more often than not. And so even the opportunities for maybe for more girls to be ball girls, to be able to sit sort of on the field, you know, up close and personal and feel involved in this sort of pre-professional, even that exposure, I'm excited for more parity there in terms of the opportunities and for small aspects like that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously, I love the game of soccer, and that's why I coach, and it's why I played, but it, more importantly, why when I was done playing, decided to coach. And so I remember being a ball girl for in City Stadium when I was much younger. I have actually many pictures of me being a ball girl at midfield, which is this full circle moment for me. But I think, again, like bringing in young female teams, older female teams, it doesn't matter, but teams together where they get to see the environment and really creating that game day experience for me is something that's just incredibly excited, having grown up in Richmond.
Yeah, that's a great transition to the next question, which I asked Madeline about as well, but hearing what goes into developing an environment behind the scenes that prepares players for that future professional environment, sort of what that looks like from training or the game day experience or maybe off-field expectations for like community engagement, or if it's more intangible around things like the attitude and their mentality, all of the above, maybe. I'd just love to hear what your plans are for that.
All of the above is going to be the initial answer. Yes, all of that. And really, like, I think the heart of everything that Madeline and I consistently talk about and that we talk with the leadership is 100% around culture and building this in a family type environment, but also being beacons and kind of models for what we want youth soccer to look like in the area and what we want girls to be striving for. So making sure that we're creating that culture that is the representation that we want it to be is super important. And kind of building that camaraderie. It's a very short season. It's condensed. And so it's important that one, we hit the ground running. And so culture and how we build out that team is going to be incredibly important. And then from there, it's just, again, once you hit that ground running and you've already built the foundation of a culture, and then you're just being a representation of the crest on the front of the shirt. For me, that's super exciting and something that we have to have at the forefront as we build out the team.
Great. Yes. Looking forward to seeing how that manifests on and off the pitch, you know, as the season gets closer. Next question. So I know it feels like, you know, when this discussion first started, opening day was so far away, but now here we are in 2024, it's already February. So I'm assuming there's a lot moving behind the scenes in terms of preparing for, you know, that first match. Does the club have a strategy in mind for finding players, for example, whether or not that's focusing on specific sources, like the combine versus youth programs versus college programs, or a balance of experience, youth, Richmond talent as a priority? So interested in hearing more about what goes into building a squad.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on behind the scenes that I think preparing us for opening day and preparing us for when we start training together that obviously everyone doesn't get to see. Madeline and I talk on a daily basis. And so making sure that we're going after players that I wouldn't say we have a criteria in the sense of like, you have to be this age or this experience or whatever it is. And the reason I would answer it in that way is mainly around, we're not just building something for a year. When I look at building this program out and really partnering with Madeline, it's not about, okay, how do we get through the first season? It's how do we build something for the long term? And how do we really invest in what we want this to look like in 5 years, 10 years? And so involving youth players into that is important because they are the future, and involving some more experienced players to, of course, help set that standard, help set the bar, but also going at it of what's in the forefront of all of our minds is we want to win. And so we want to be competitive right on day one. And that's going to be incredibly important as well, as we make sure we build both the environment that gets us into this season to be competitive, but also to build out the longevity of the program as well.
Great. Yes, definitely. We're all waiting. Super excited to hear more. You know, that process sort of starts to come externally. Yeah, super looking to hearing more about that. Then transitioning, you know, from the player side to the coaching side, how would you describe your coaching style or your style of play? And if you have any specific priorities from a coaching or management perspective for the first season?
Yeah, it's I'm a very possession oriented, but aggressive and attacking minded coach. I was the same in a player. So kind of if I was to describe what you'd see at City Stadium, it's very much so we're going to possess the ball, but we're going to look to go forward and be aggressive in our attacking both tendencies to get forward. And then we're going to try and win the ball as high up the field as we possibly can. That's incredibly important just in the overall my coaching style, but also in how I enjoy watching the game and I think is an exciting kind of have you on the edge of your seats type, but also high risk, high reward, which is important to me as well.
I love to hear that. I'm a fan of Tottenham Hotspur and we've seen that style of play a lot this season already. And it makes, you know, the game day experience so much more fun when, you know, that sort of back and forth and that high risk, high reward. Yeah, it pays off. I'll be looking forward to seeing that for sure.
Awesome.
Second to last question. You have a lot of playing experience at different levels, and you mentioned your YouTube interview that the atmosphere at City Stadium is one of your standout memories from the time at the Destiny. And I'm sure it's, you know, we've been very lucky to see that grow over the last few seasons for the Kickers as well. So I'd love to know what makes an atmosphere great for you and what you hope the supporters bring to City Stadium this season to Rugby League RBA.
It's a great question. I think there's two sides of that. One of it is like the expectations that I would have for the players to bring to the fans. And the other side is what do I want from the atmosphere? I'll start with the players first. The expectation that I would have for the players is that they're really fostering that environment of getting involved with the fans. When we celebrate, I want to celebrate with the fans. When we win, I want to celebrate with the fans. When we lose, I want the fans to have our back, right? And so, and hopefully we're not covering that last space, right? But that's the biggest part is the fans are going to invest time in us. It's important that the players invest the same time right back. And it's a two-way street in my mind. From the fan side, I think one, packing City Stadium on whatever night of the week or the weekend is going to be incredibly important. Building that kind of fan base and where the girls are excited to play in front of a packed stadium. And then building that kind of your dinner table type name, right? Where the players are being talked about. And the girls are talking about players and that sort of thing is going to be incredibly important. But I think that's when I think about playing for what was then the Destiny team, I vividly remember the celebrations in the stadium and the excitement that came about that. I think if we can build even more of a fan base around it, it's going to be an atmosphere that can't be replicated, which I'm super excited about.
That's great news to me because celebrations are my favorite parts of the game and something that across sort of the women's game, I see a great area for improvement. I'm super excited to hear that involving the fans in celebrations, both during the match and after, is a priority because that's something I hope to see at all levels. And so far haven't necessarily been impressed every time I see it. So super, super excited because I know that that's one of the most fun parts about being in Section O, for example, is when the players come over and involve the supporters after a goal and after a win. So I'd love to, you know, build that relationship with the W League RVA players.
100%.
I think that sort of leads us to our last question, which is what you're most excited about for this season, both on and off the pitch.
There's a lot. I'm excited just to hit the ground running. I think starting anything new is incredibly exciting. And there's going to be a ton of people willing to help all over the place. And so that to me, I'm one, incredibly thankful for already. Two, just the excitement around bringing a product to the environment and to Richmond that we haven't had in a long time. And that's something completely new as well. And so a lot of people, I think, want to compare, like, what was Destiny and what is this? And it's completely different in my mind. And so, like, growing off of that and building off of that for me is super exciting. And again, like I mentioned earlier, just creating something that young women have to aspire towards is something that shouldn't be taken lightly. So I'm excited. I think I've previously said, like, what am I most excited about? Win the whole dang thing. I'd love to do that. So that would probably be my anchor point right there.
Great. I know that we'd love to see that as well. And we'll I know that the supporters will be behind you all the way in making that happen. Super, super excited about this and really excited to, you know, as we hear more news coming out of WRVA over the next few months in the lead up to opening day, to have more conversations and talk to you more as more things sort of fall into place. Thank you so much for your time. Really excited to share this with our supporters and more fans of the club. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. It's great to meet you. It's great to get hit the ground running. I'm excited for more of these, and it'll be great.
Yes, it will. Thank you.